At this, the noble horse sprang forward right through the flames to the door of the castle. Then Sigurd leaped from his steed and entered. There was no sign of life as he went from room to room looking for the princess. At last he came to a hall in which someone lay asleep, but the head was covered with a helmet and the body with a war coat, so that Sigurd could not tell who the person might be. As he gently lifted the helmet, beautiful golden hair fell down over the war coat. Then Sigurd knew that he had found the princess of whom the birds had told him. She lay very still, and her eyes were closed. The young hero knelt down and whispered softly to her, "Princess, awake. I have come to save you." But the beautiful princess did not stir. "This heavy armor presses upon her," thought the young warrior. So with the point of his sword he cut the war coat from top to bottom. Still the princess did not wake. Then he saw that the sleeves of the coat still pressed upon her arms. With his good sword he cut the sleeves open from the shoulder to the hand. As they fell apart, the princess gave a long sigh and turned her head. Slowly she opened her eyes and looked in wonder at Sigurd.